WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A 12-year deal has been announced to operate concessions at the home of the 12th man.
Levy Restaurants of Chicago runs concessions at Wrigley Field, Miami's American Airlines Arena, and the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The chief negotiator for the A&M system, Philip Ray, says it's worth $50 million, larger than Levy's deal with The Ohio State University.
Just like we did on the other outsourcing, 100% of those employees are going to be offered positions, given positions, get their 4% raise, full bridged credits, you know, vacation accrual time, sick leave accrual time, you know, all of those things.
Ray says Levy will continue to use volunteer groups who have operated concessions at Kyle Field, Reed Arena, and Olsen Field, among other venues. And vendors will continue to sell during home football games north of the stadium in the zone. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station School Board has received a recommendation for naming the district's new elementary school. Superintendent Eddie Coulson says the board will consider the name Spring Creek Elementary at Tuesday night's meeting.
There is a creek that runs through the property that will be in the, obviously not right on the school site, but in that area where the property is called Spring Creek, which is very consistent with past practice.
The recommendation follows district policy on naming schools based on geography, like Creekview, which borders Lick Creek, and Greens Prairie, which is located on Greens Prairie Trail. A divided Bryan City Council approved making an exception to home building regulations requiring sidewalks on both sides of the street. The 4-2 vote supported the developer's offer to build a 10-foot wide path connecting Austin's Colony Park and a park next to Sam Rayburn School. Developer Grant Caraba wanted a sidewalk on one side of low-volume streets in 88 acres of new homes located in the Austin's Colony subdivision.
If a sidewalk is that important, to just walk straight across the street and then use that to tie that into the major thoroughfares on Bollinger and Thornberry.
No one on the council suggested the city pay to build the path and keep sidewalks on both sides of the looped streets. Authorities are still looking for the person who shot a man in the parking lot of a convenience store north of downtown Bryan Friday afternoon.
Officers responded to the King Mart, which is located at 718 East MLK. We don't believe that the citizens are in danger. We believe they were acquainted and it was a targeted event.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the 32-year-old male victim walked about a half block to a home where he was taken to St. Joseph's for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries from a single gunshot wound. Police did arrest a bystander on charges of swearing and earshot of children, attempting to discourage witnesses from speaking and spitting into the face of an officer. News Talk 1620 WTAW was recognized by the Texas Associated Press broadcasters Saturday night with 25 awards for news and sports coverage and online content during 2013. That includes, for the sixth consecutive year, WTAW receiving the Overall Excellence Award for TAPB member radio stations. The complete list is online at WTAW.com. News time is 7:09. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnem & Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirnem & Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnem & Flooring today.
Zwirnem & Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
7:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
A wind advisory in effect for the area today from 10 this morning through 9 p.m. this evening. A few showers and thunderstorms may come through this morning ahead of a cold front. Breezy near 75 this morning, cooler this afternoon. Decreasing cloudiness, breezy, cold tonight, 35. Sunshine and cool tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows around 40. We'll have sunny weather for Wednesday. Highs will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports. Coming up in just a bit, a couple milestones for Aggie Athletics on the diamond. Also, the College Station girls soccer team advances way into the playoffs. All that and more, we'll do it for you in sports about 7:50.
There you go, 7:12. Okay, once again now, a new survey from the National Retail Federation forecasts a decline in Easter spending. See, people are catching on again. You can buy all that stuff the next day for a lot less. On average, those who celebrate intend to spend about $137 on clothes, food, candy, and gifts. Down well, from
those Easter dresses ain't cheap,
I was gonna
buddy.
Say.
I don't know. I don't live in that world, man.
I do.
Just saying. just saying. Well, you need to buy one that's longer and pin it under so you're not wishing you can wear it next year.
Yeah. That's uncouth.
Okay, a fewer people overall will pay much attention to this holiday. 80% have plans to celebrate, down from 83% last year. About 43% in the National Retail Federation poll plan to buy new spring clothes. 90%, though, will be buying Easter candy.
They have new Peeps, by the way.
What does that mean?
Different flavors instead of
okay.
just the
now, to you use the word new and Peeps, which I find fascinating. We'll go ahead.
I just that they have like it's cream flavored, like orange cream
really?
Or lemon cream.
Really?
Flavored Peeps.
Before they just had no flavor, right? And now
they just taste like sugar covered marshmallows.
That's what they are. Your dentist loves you for using them. Yeah,
I'd like to see them roasted next to a fire for s'mores.
Yeah, just watch them just kind of melt down.
It works.
Does it? Really? That's probably good.
Yep.
Again, that's that.
See, not that I know or anything.
Well, the only other thing I can think of that if the people who make candied corn were really smart, they'd get an Easter tie-in. That way, they could use up their candied corn twice as fast too. You know,
I think they do. They have pastel candy corn.
Yeah. Oh, do they? Well, I had no idea. Okay. Well, there you go. Got that. That's happening. All right. So, if you live in Dent County, Missouri, or Chambers County, Alabama, you're living in a couple of the least healthiest counties in U.S. America. New words from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Their county health rankings came out. They revealed the 10 healthiest and the least healthy in U.S. America. Healthiest, none are in Texas. Most of them are in Iowa and Kansas, quite honestly. One, two, and Nebraska. That's about all of them. The counties reporting the highest percentage of poor health, okay? Fair or poor health. I don't care about any of them except number two in the nation is Limestone County, Texas, okay? Limestone County, Texas. That's right up the road. And this is what, I mean, if I could get on my soapbox. One of the things that really bugs me is when adjacent counties come to a more populous county, read that how you wish, to get health care that they probably ought to be paying for in their home county. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like I haven't talked to county folks about this before, because it does bother me a little bit. You know, somebody gives some information that makes it appear that they're residents of a more populous county, shall we say. Oh, heck, Brazos County, and they're not from here. So as a result, we end up paying for it. I know. Starting the week being insensitive, isn't that terrible?
But you I'm just uncaring so-and-so?
I know. Just so I'm telling you, though, number two, according to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, counties reporting the highest percentage of fair or poor health, Limestone County is number two at 50%, okay? Number one is Hickory, Missouri at 51%, so it's not like they're close, okay? They could overtake them, as a matter of fact. All right. Here you go, Kevin. This is just for you. If you don't trust yourself to cut your facial hair in a straight line, you know, if you decide to do like the, I don't know, the Duck Dynasty look or whatever, here you go. It's a laser-guided beard trimmer.
Oh, I have to find this.
Well, you know how you can do that level thing that you stick in the middle of the room, you know, and it'll, uh-huh. it'll you can do the same thing for your beard. got that long beard, you want it to be straight across the back. Now, I would think that ladies could use this for their hair as well, right? Because you'd want to get that straight cut.
Oh, this is cool.
Oh, and how much does it cost?
Hang on, I just... okay. Whoa, it's not that cool.
Oh, okay. It was cool for
Holy
a
price. Crap.
$300?
$250.
Oh, really? To make sure that your beard is straight when you cut it?
I'm saying I can even get the Black & Decker model for $25.
Wait a minute. Now, there's a saver, what it is, that says $93.99.
Okay,
that looks like it's got the same one, but it's still a Hunsky.
Okay, well, that's fine. And do people care that much? Is there anybody who's ever said, you know, your beard's uneven?
For those of us that are mildly OCD, yeah, it's got to be pretty straight. That would bother me.
All right, once again... I don't think there's anything like mildly OCD.
No, because Patrick and I have discussed this.
Yeah,
we're
mildly
OCD.
Yeah, I'll bring it up again.
I'd never be diagnosed with it, but it bugs me.
The picture that I sent him on Facebook,
yeah,
I know.
I wish you hadn't. Just poor construction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that too inside?
No, I mean, there's no way to describe it other than one side. It wasn't even.
It was a step pyramid that had one more step on the side that was an entrance to like a college made of brick.
Okay.
And they had just built one side longer than the other, and it bothered me to look at it, so I sent it to Patrick.
You sent it so you could bother him, too?
Yes.
And it worked.
There you go. 718, truck drivers often signal each other to warn about road hazards, for example. Truckers would double flash their headlights when they just passed a police speed trap to warn other drivers in the oncoming lanes. That's what trucker Chris Hill of Southern Oregon did to warn others of a deputy behind him. Problem was, another deputy noticed the signal, radioed in to have Hill pulled over, and issued a $260 ticket for misusing his headlights. Was it legal?
Yes.
Hill decided to argue the case in court.
Freedom of speech.
Yes, sir. Judge says the ticketing driver for warning others was not doing anything illegal. He was merely using his right of free speech. To wit brings up a story in our local newscast. Somebody got charged with swearing in front of children. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Do you have any idea what the fine for that is?
I'm still looking it up.
Okay. And the other thing is, can you do to say this is Reyes? Because, I mean, I've certainly heard that before. You know, could you do that? I mean, that's probably a little bit confrontational.
Yeah, good luck holding them there long enough for the police to get there.
But I mean, it's interesting. I guess maybe the law officer needs to be present and actually hear it, other than it being a he said, she said, she said, he said that too.
Yeah, honey.
I did not know that was an arrestable or chargeable offense.
Yeah, to me it sounds like one of those charges that gets tacked on when there's other things going on.
Exactly, some extenuating circumstances that would cause that to happen. Where your tax money goes, we'll have that for you in the next half hour so that you'll know about that. Oh, well, here we go. We were talking a minute ago about counties that are the least healthy. Now the new Gallup poll shows us the thinnest and the heaviest counties. We wouldn't want to say anything that would be... politically incorrect. The top 189 cities in the U.S. surveyed over the past 2 years since the U.S. Health and Human Services Department. They're the ones who are getting that new head because Kathleen Sebelius left. I don't know if you heard about that.
Get a whole new head?
Yeah, had a program. Yeah, had a program in 2010 to reduce obesity by 15% in each state. With those stats coming out, the nation's most obese cities are number 3, Hagerstown, Maryland. Number 2 is McAllen, Texas. Yeah. And number 1 would be Huntington, West Virginia. There are no Texas cities in the skinniest cities either. But San Antonio, I guess, is that. Wasn't San Antonio named the fattest
city?
At one point.
I have one hyphenated word for you.
Okay.
Tex-Mex.
Oh.
That's why.
What county is McAllen in?
I believe that's insensitive. What is that Hidalgo County, maybe? I'm not sure.
Possibly.
It's not insensitive. It's a compliment.
Wow. Oh, it is?
Shoot, yeah.
Okay. All right. There
What's better than Tex-Mex food? Yeah. Nothing.
Oh, wow. What do you know?
Okay.
Hidalgo County receives $25 million a month in SNAP benefits.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
So we're making them fat. It's
April means you save on all Hayward products at The Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. F-R-E-E, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 10th annual tribute luncheon Tuesday, April 29th at 11:30 at the Hilton College Station. The luncheon will honor Caroline and Tom McDonald, longtime supporters of our community. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, please call 979-589-4305. Individual luncheon tickets are $40. Come celebrate with the Community Foundation and help raise funds for the foundation to be used for the betterment of our community. Tuesday, April 29th at the Hilton College Station.
722. Okay, here you go. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's a disorderly conduct by language. It's a Class C misdemeanor. Fine up to $500. Wow. Think about that. Could it be $500 per word? Huh? Huh?
Well, and what are the words? Is it like the FCC? What is it like the FCC? Because they're in the definition of something we can't say.
What if you let loose like George Carlin? Well, just that whole string. Is that one?
Well, that's what I mean. Is it purr?
Braggin' raggin' silla raggin' fragarass.
Yeah, not sure. We'll see about that. All right, here we go. The Malaysia Air 370 update. Oh, wait. Let's do it properly. There we go. The Malaysia Air 370 update. Nothing new.
There's something down that submersible. Yeah. That's about it.
All right.
Watch CNN. There's something new all the time.
Of course there is. Of course there is.
They'd love to have you believe that.
Yes. Here, let me hold this model of this airplane up so that you can see exactly what would happen. Hello?
Yeah. One time when I was taking defensive driving, the police officer told us you could even get cited for throwing a finger at somebody.
Really? Well, okay. Yeah. Again. There's
but can you get fined for that, like the thing with the kids?
Not sure. We'll talk about the lunar eclipse in the next half hour, which is pretty fascinating stuff, as a matter of fact. No winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. So that means that Wednesday night we're looking at $110 million, $64 million cash value. Remember that. If you drive a Beamer, it may have been recalled. They recalled 500,000 cars.
Whew.
If you've got one, they'll let you know. Okay, no problem with that. And President Lincoln, Barack Obama and his wife took in a Broadway show on Friday night. I don't believe Lincoln ever went to Broadway.
Probably not.
By the way, this was the day he was shot. I'm just saying. The president and the first lady got good seats.
Raising
in the Sun. That's right. The play, which is in a limited run, stars Denzel Washington. So there you go. Yeah, it's not like they put them all the way in the back. And if you are a Breaking Bad fan, I never watched it, but I know there are a lot of people who like it. Bryan Cranston, of course, was the star of that. He's now playing Lyndon Johnson on Broadway.
I'll bet you that'd be interesting to see.
It's a three-hour show. And
maybe not.
Eight times a week.
Whew.
Anyway, kind of a neat deal, though. A guy named Stefan Montana waited outside the stage door on Thursday night to try to meet Bryan Cranston. The actor hit the street. Stefan got close enough to ask him if he would record a message in his Breaking Bad character, Walter White's voice. And I don't know how he sounds like, but he said, "Maddie, if you don't go to the prom with Stefan, then maybe your best course would be to tread lightly." He recorded it for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw that video. It was really cool.
That is. That's cool.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
He got his prom date, but yeah, that's, again, just kind of a little reach out thing. So
tread
not
lightly.
Oh, is that how he did
it? Maybe not quite
that's
that
close enough.
Yeah.
All right, 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Got a little shower activity passing through here. It's going to end up being windy, and the winds are going to come out of the north. That's probably the biggest thing that you're going to notice. And it's going to be kind of chilly tonight. Look for a low temperature, probably near 35 degrees. But we'll have sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday, with a high temperature probably in the lower to mid-60s, then up towards 70ville on Thursday and Friday with a slight chance of showers returning to the forecast. But the winds are going to come back out of the north after tomorrow, so should be pleasant. As far as current conditions are concerned, we've got winds out of the south at 7 and currently 74 degrees.
This unpredictable Texas weather taking a toll on your heating and air conditioning systems? For a limited time, text COMFORT to 88202 for a chance to win a free Comfort Club membership from Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Brazos Valley for more than 50 years, still locally owned and operated, just with a new name. Comfort Club members receive a complete spring and fall tune-up every year for only $159. Text COMFORT to 88202 for a chance to win a free Comfort Club membership from Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Readers of the Washington Post seeking coverage of the latest congressional hearings and the IRS targeting of conservative groups got an opinion piece by Dana Milbank, an economy excoriated Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp. The hearings were a farce, another Republican circus, according to Milbank. The Post journalist took issue with Republicans meeting in closed session, as Democrats have done countless times. The hearings were folly. Referring Lois Lerner to the Justice Department could have been done over the phone. That's a sample of the column. No need to belabor it. For real coverage of the hearings, and more importantly, what's been uncovered about the IRS, you had to seek out news operations actually interested in news. The Washington Times, for instance, detailed the politicization of the IRS Dallas branch, where Obama buttons, stickers, and Obama screensavers were commonplace. An IRS employee at a help desk chanted the spelling of Obama's name, urging his reelection. In Kentucky, an agent warned that Republicans would set women back 40 years. The rich would get richer and the poor would get poorer. Other new media outlets ran stories on Daryl Issa, chairman of the Oversight Committee, releasing emails revealing that ranking Democrat Elijah Cummings may have colluded with the very IRS he's charged with investigating. The real farce in Washington is that the Washington Post ignores the news that their competitors dig out while featuring opinions from washed-out hacks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since turning 40? If you're like an average woman, probably 5 or more. How many times have you stood in front of the mirror and thought, I don't like my body, but I don't know what else to do? If this sounds like you, please call the Amberin hotline at 1-800-370-9667. At Amberin, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats and sleeplessness, and effective weight loss. You see, after 40, the female body changes, so one-size-fits-all solutions may no longer work for you. We understand your unique challenges, and that's what makes us so different. Our solutions were designed specifically for you. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberin hotline right now. Call 1-800-370-9667 and start losing pounds. Yes, pounds of extra weight. This exclusive offer is 100% guaranteed, but it won't last forever. So call right now. 1-800-370-9667. That's 1-800-370-9667.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. In a year and a half, College Station's 9th Elementary School will open. During Tuesday night's school board meeting, consideration will be given to naming it Spring Creek Elementary. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the recommendation reflects district policy.
What our board policy says related to naming facilities is that we don't name buildings after the names of individuals. We look at the geographic area or the street that the school is on.
And it reflects recent practice.
With Creekview Elementary, Lick Creek runs through that property as well. And so Creekview made sense. And for Greens Prairie Elementary, it sits on Greens Prairie Trail.
Spring Creek is located on the site of the new elementary in South College Station. 88 acres of new homes in East Bryan will have sidewalks on one side of the street instead of both. The Bryan City Council, on a 4-2 vote, accepted a trade offered by the developer to build a 10-foot-wide path connecting a park next to Sam Rayburn School in Austin's Colony Park.
And I don't understand why we're just picking and choosing, cherry-picking when we want to decide to follow the ordinance or not follow the ordinance.
That's Rafael Pena. He wanted sidewalks on both sides of the street for safety reasons. Art Hughes says putting sidewalks on both sides of the street doesn't ensure safety.
For anyone to say that we're not interested in safety is out of line.
The developer of new homes in Austin's Colony says the sidewalks will be located on low-volume, looped streets connected by Bollinger's Creek and Thornberry Drive. Texas A&M has announced another round of outsourcing.
A 12-year agreement with Chicago-based Levy Restaurants for concession operations at all athletic facilities is the largest and best in the U.S. collegiate market. Philip Ray, who negotiated the contract for the A&M system, says Levy will demonstrate a superior level of food service.
The electronic menu boards, I think, you know, the wayfinding is going to be much improved. You know, they've got some concepts that they've brought before us, I mean, about barbecue, engagement with some of the local restaurants, as well as bringing in some additional, you know, grab-and-go type things. I think you're going to see just an elevated offering and a more diverse offering.
As with A&M's contract with Compass Group, Ray says Levy will offer jobs to employees of athletics concessions, as well as ushers and related game day positions. Levy will keep using volunteer groups to staff concession stands.
I mean, that's a key to making this thing profitable for them. It was key to when we were, you know, attempting to make it profitable for athletics. I mean, these community groups, these nonprofit groups, these student groups that come in, I mean, it's vital to us, it's vital to them, and that will continue.
The contract allows vendors to continue selling during home football games in the zone. Over the life of the contract, Ray says it's a $50 million deal, including $18 million in bonuses and advance commissions, and Levy will make nearly $2 million in capital improvements. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A man shot Friday afternoon in the parking lot of a Bryan convenience store north of downtown walked a half block to a neighbor's house. Police are still looking for the suspect in what Officer Kelly McKeithen says was a targeted shooting outside the King Mart on East MLK.
He was transported to St. Joseph Hospital and is listed in non-life-threatening condition. He's a 32-year-old male from Bryan. We don't believe there were multiple shots, so we only believe that there was one shot at this time. That's all we know. There were a couple of witnesses at the scene.
Investigators found the suspect's car, and it's not known if anyone else was involved in the incident. A bystander accused of trying to discourage witnesses from speaking, cussing loud enough to be heard by elementary school-aged children, and spitting in the face of an officer was arrested and taken to jail for harassment of a public servant and disorderly conduct. The Lone Star Fugitive Task Force tracks down a Brenham man wanted for child pornography. Hector Gomez of the U.S. Marshal's Office says David Scott Cumming was going by the name Seamus McCourt and had moved to California.
He's obviously wanted on 44 counts of child pornography in Brenham, Texas, in Washington County. And it took us approximately a month working with various techniques we were using and interviews that we conducted here to determine exactly where he was working at using the alias name.
Gomez says he was arrested and awaiting extradition back to Brenham. Last month, we learned that Newstalk 1620 WTAW would receive 23 awards from the Texas Associated Press broadcasters for last year's coverage of news and sports and our online content. At Saturday night's award banquet, we picked up four more honors. Two came from the TAPB for Best Radio Newscast for the sixth straight year and the Overall Radio Excellence Award. And the Headliners Foundation of Texas recognized our spot news coverage the morning after last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West and News Director Bill Oliver's work as Best Reporter. Online at WTAW.com is a complete list of the awards. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 66 degrees, still getting colder. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Molly Maid is the most trusted name in America for residential home cleaning. With their satisfaction guarantee, you can trust Molly Maid to clean your home professionally. One call to the cleaning pros takes care of all your house cleaning needs so you can enjoy everything spring has to offer. And Molly Maid gift certificates will make the special someone in your life very grateful. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700 or on the web at mollymaid.com. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
7:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Showers and thunderstorms possible this morning. It'll become windy today. Temperatures going to have a tendency to go from 75 this morning down through the 60s later today. Skies will clear tonight. It'll be breezy and chilly overnight, 35 for the low. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 40. We'll have sunny weather during the day on Wednesday, and the highs Wednesday afternoon will range from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with the College Station ladies soccer team making it almost all the way to state and a pair of milestones for the Diamond for A&M softball and baseball. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 13 minutes or so.
It's a line of showers coming through right now. It's a slick 20 degrees cooler in Hearn than it is here, just letting you know.
Wow. Hello.
About 74 here, and Hearn's got 55. So, yeah, that'd be the front coming through.
Just surprise!
Lest you think that spring is here and all that kind of stuff, it's not. By the way, the winds in Hearn, chill factor's 30, 50. Fair 30.
It's 30.
What the heck is 30? Anyway, northwest winds at 20, gusting up to 28 miles an hour.
It's derfteen degrees outside.
Anyway, we need the rain. We could certainly use some of that. We are not, however, as bad off as some places in Texas, which we know that. We, I think, actually broke our drought not too long ago, but we're behind a little bit, maybe about 5 inches or so. But Wichita Falls is so far behind on their rainfall that the city leaders are asking state regulators for permission to use treated toilet flushes as drinking water.
Oh.
All right, first of all, you wake up and you're living in Wichita Falls, okay? Drinking toilet water would be about 17th on that list, but nonetheless.
There goes the two Radio Aggieland listeners.
Yeah,
in
I'm sorry.
Falls.
No, they know. The only reason they're listening is they wish they were back here. God, I remember when I was in College Station in Bryan. Oh, I loved it there.
They didn't make us drink our own.
Yeah, really. The North Texas city near the Oklahoma border, for those of you who don't know your Texas geography, about 34 inches behind on precipitation. And the thing, again, Wichita Falls, it's in Tornado Alley. I mean, it gets hot as the hinges up there in the summertime, and now they're 34 inches below on rain. Just move. Anyway, it's awaiting state regulatory approval of a system that would reuse wastewater, a small amount coming from the flushes. The two lakes that serve Wichita Falls are 26% full.
Oh, my gosh.
Turn that around. It's down 74% of capacity. City leaders also considering rare restrictions on outdoor watering for swimming pools or car washes. It's already cloud-seeded to try to squeeze out more rain from the clouds. A West Texas water supplier garnered attention in 2011 when he began constructing a wastewater reuse plant in Big Spring that's similar to what Wichita Falls wants. So there's some technology out there when it comes to that, but anyhow, they're doing what they need to meet the need. So coming up tonight is kind of a strange thing up in the sky. We're going to have a...
Or lack thereof.
What's that?
The moon's going to disappear.
It is. Well, it's going to be a
blood moon.
Was
that tonight
moon.
Or tomorrow?
Well, I thought it was tonight.
I thought they said the 15th. Yeah. Let's find it out.
Well, why don't we go look it up? If only...
Hang on. It's on the front page of the local newspaper.
Is that right?
North America being treated to a lunar eclipse early Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that's... and actually, I think the thing starts about midnight 30 or something like that. And if you want to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you could do that.
I'll just look for pictures online.
Yeah, you could do that, but I mean, if it's one of those things that you want to really see. But the deal is now, this is the first of four of these things that's going to take place. So, And that's what's, I guess, kind of new and different about that, because you have one, but the fact that you'll have four blood red eclipses, or what's known as a tetrad, which is just means four. The next one will occur October the 8th, then the next year on April the 4th and September the 28th. This has been interpreted by a couple of preachers, Christian preachers, to mean big changes are coming. John Hagee.
That's what I was going to ask, if we're all going to die.
Yeah, who's, I think, from Dallas. In his book, Four Blood Moons, Hagee said the last four occasions of four blood moons coincided with Passover and also corresponded to four big events in Jewish history. And of course, Passover starts tonight. In 1493, the Jews were expelled from Spain. In 1949, the aftermath of the Arab-Israeli War. And in 1967, the Tetrad began right before the Six-Day War. So, we'll see. Anyhow, it'll be out there if you want to see it in person or on the Internet. Hello.
Hey, those drought areas need to get together with the oil companies. When they need fracking water, they can always find fracking water.
You know what? That ain't wrong.
Cha-ching, right? Well, anyway, speaking of meeting the need, because, again, we're sorry that they're down 34 inches in Wichita Falls. That's not good. But how about meeting the need of prom night? Because prom night's coming up, right? That special time for so many people to go out and have a good time. Well, KFC wants to be a part of it.
I saw this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
They have debuted the first ever drumstick corsage.
Yeah, that's good eating.
I'm telling you, if there's one thing that teenage girls love, it's getting fried chicken stains on expensive dresses. Because you may want to use them again, I'm just saying. Well, for just $20, buyers will receive a corsage kit from a...
So they don't even
put it together?
Yeah. It includes a $5 KFC gift card that can be used for the drumstick of your choice. You can either go with your Kentucky Grilled, your Extra Crispy, or your original recipe.
You got me grilled because you think I'm fat.
That's right. See? And that's another thing. Then you got to make an explanation because you did that. So, you know, you're lining yourself up for trouble here. You buy the chicken, you attach it to the corsage, you're good to go. I mean, who could ask for more? And again, what does the young lady think when you hand her that? They're only limited to 100 chicken corsages are available because the florist website says, just like the last piece of chicken in the bucket, when they're gone, they're gone. Just in case you're worried about the flowers, the folks at the florist shop say that their local corsages have fresh baby's breath. Okay, so there you are.
To offset the fried chicken?
And a sprig of parsley.
KFC for their part. Yeah. Put a little celery on there. That's okay. Yeah. It's a dipping sauce. Okay. KFC's video for the promotion depicts a young man leaning in for a kiss during a slow dance. His date leans in too, but he bites the drumstick.
You know when they get to the last three of those, the skin's going to be missing off of them.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X
treatments and get two free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's one of the most common problems in marriage. One partner usually feels the other won't open up and talk. If that sounds like your relationship, I have a few ideas that might help turn things around. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. For starters, recognize that your spouse is probably just a bit quieter than you. If you're a caring spouse who understands that perspective, the next step will be much easier, and that's to make sure you're safe to talk to. Do you criticize, roll your eyes, or disregard what your spouse has to say? Well, that shuts them down immediately. Another idea is to plan ahead for a time when you're both rested from a day at work and you're ready to talk. If conversation doesn't flow easily during that time, our counselors recommend you start simple. Take a few minutes to talk about a common interest between the two of you. Nothing too serious. Maybe talk about a book, movie, or favorite television show. Now, I know that developing conversation may not be as easy as it sounds. Long-held patterns are often difficult to break. But if you persevere, your efforts can become a turning point in your marriage, a change that'll turn a good relationship into a great one. So give it a try. And if you find yourself struggling, seek out some professional help. A good counselor can help you overcome the obstacles that hinder healthy and vibrant conversation. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
All right, the rain that's coming through is causing a little chill down. As we mentioned, it's about 20 degrees cooler up in Robertson County than it is here, and it's marching through, of course, right about now. So just make sure you got your headlights on, okay? Would you do that for me? All right. Hey, folks over at John Deere, and that means Sioux Falls Prater, want to remind you that they've got some opportunities for you because it's getting green, and that means that stuff's going to start growing, and you're going to need to take care of it. Well, they've got the One Series family of lots of different implements. Drive-over deck, auto-connect, iMatch compatibility mean that you can get ease, you can get versatility in your world of John Deere Green with a subcompact tractor that's part of this One Series. Now, you can see it at the nearest locations of Sioux Falls Prater. There's one in Navasota, and there's one in Bryan. To make things even more exciting, for a limited time, you'll get 0% financing for 60 months and an implement bonus of up to $1,200, so ask about the Series 1 family at your John Deere place, which is Sioux Falls Prater. Now, for the rest of us that don't use quite something that size, remember that right now you can find a 27-horsepower zero-turn mower with a 48-inch cut, which is ideal for small property. It's the Z445. Grab one right now at Sioux Falls Prater. It's priced at $47.99. You'll get 0% financing for 12 months. You can see that. You can see it also on the website at cptractor.com and get more information on that. Plus, they've got some commercial-grade zero turns and other tractors as well for you to look at and get the job done the way you want it done. Again, locations all over Central Texas, but go to cptractor.com. The nearest one's in Navasota on the bypass and then in Bryan on Highway 21, located right there by Classic Collision and Restoration.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:49, and we'll start you off with the Masters.
Now Bubba taps it in, bends at his knees, tucks the ball in his left pocket,
Hugs caddy Ted Scott. Bubba Watson, your 2014 Masters champion.
Watson closed with a 3-under 69 to win the Masters, 3 shots ahead of Jordan Spieth and Jonas Blix. Spieth had a 3-shot lead, carding 3 birdies on the first 4 holes, but Watson surged 2 strokes ahead with birdies on 8 and 9, while Spieth carded bogeys. Watson was asked the difference between green jacket number 1 and green jacket number 2.
The first one, for me, it's almost like I lucked into it, and this one was a lot of hard work. Dedication and got back here.
On to something a little closer to home, Aggie baseball took 2 of 3 to steal the series from the number 7 Vanderbilt Commodores in Nashville over the weekend, winning Friday, dropping 1 Saturday, and winning the rubber match yesterday 8-2. The last time Vandy dropped a home series was over a year ago. Gray Bratson had a stellar day on offense, going 3 for 3 with 1 walk, 2 doubles, 2 stolen bases, 2 runs, and 2 RBIs. The Aggies return to action when they host Abilene Christian on Wednesday at Olsen Field. Oh, by the way, the win Friday made A&M only the 12th NCAA Division I program and the first in the SEC to hit the 2,500 win plateau. The 21st-ranked Texas A&M softball team dropped a 5-3 loss to the number 4 Tennessee Volunteers yesterday as the Lady Vols took 2 of 3 in SEC action at the Aggie Softball Complex. The win on Saturday, however, gave A&M head coach Joe Evans her 700th win as an Aggie. In high school soccer action, College Station was 1 game from the state championship when Friendswood uncorked a pair of goals late to knock the Cougars out of the playoffs. The ladies fell 2-0 in the 4A regional championship. In Major League Baseball, it only took the 1 for the Rangers.
Swung on and lifted high in the air left center field. Grossman going back, still going back. In front of the bullpen, he makes the catch. Tagging from third base and scoring is Wilson. It's a towering sacrifice fly for Donnie Murphy, and the Rangers lead it 1-0.
Martin Perez threw 8 scoreless innings as the Texas Rangers got a series-clinching 1-0 victory over the Houston Astros. Rangers manager Ron Washington liked what he was seeing from his young starter.
Well, once again, his forte is keeping the ball down. He had a good changeup working today, good breaking ball, was able to spot his fastball down in the zone where he wanted it, and he was able to make pitches when he had to, and that was the reason for the double plays. He just continued to grow, and once again, we're watching it in front of our eyes.
We'll move over to the NHL, where the Phoenix Coyotes beat the Dallas Stars 2-1 last night in the season finale for both teams. The game, however, was pretty uneventful, as the Stars had already clinched their playoff berth for the first time in 6 years. Dallas plays the Ducks in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs starting Wednesday. It's in Anaheim. In NASCAR action, Kevin Harvick capped a big weekend at Darlington with his first ever Southern 500 victory Saturday night, passing Dale Earnhardt Jr. with 2 laps from the end of the longest race in the 65-year track history because they had to go through 2 green-white checker flag finishes. In other motorsports action, MotoGP action at the World Championships saw Marc Marquez claim his 2nd consecutive Grand Prix of the Americas. In Austin yesterday, he beat teammate Danny Pedrosa on the same track where he took his very first career victory. Congratulations to Texas A&M's Kelsey Bone. She put up 10 points and helped Glastonbury Otobank win their first ever European Women's Basketball Championship yesterday. Texas A&M volleyball team concluded their spring exhibition season Friday with a 4-set win over the Houston Cougars. And the 10th-ranked Texas A&M women's tennis team celebrated Senior Day by capping off a perfect 11-0 run in regular season at home, defeating Mississippi State 4-0. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, there really wasn't a lot of drama yesterday. I mean, it's a beautiful course and all that, but there really wasn't any drama at the end.
It was a little early, but yeah. It dried up after the 8th hole when...
Yeah, and this... Now, look, this Spieth kid, he's a phenom.
Yeah.
Not
he's a prodigy.
Doubt. He won the John Deere Classic last year at the age of 19.
Yep.
And League City has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Madison County, Walker County, northern Grimes County until 8:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 7:49 a.m. Central Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail. This storm was located 10 miles southwest of Bedias, or 14 miles east of College Station, and moving east at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Huntsville, Madisonville, Bedias, Iola, Carlisle, and Crabs Prairie. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the road.
Look, we know it's a computer, okay?
Bedias. No,
number one. Number two, if you think that tone is annoying as you're listening in your car, we wear these things called headphones, okay? Getting to listen to that was fun, too.
Like cast iron spikes in your ear hole.
That was good. Anyway, but this kid, he's pretty amazing.
He went to that other school here in Texas.
Well, only for a year, and then he turned pro. His senior year, he won the Class 5A state golf tournament. By 7 strokes.
Yeah.
So anyway, and again,
we're going to be seeing more of him.
He's 20 years old. He's playing in Augusta. You know, and he's on the last day. He's on the he's playing in the last two.
He was the leader.
Yeah, he was. Anyway, he'll be back. I'm sure. It's about 3-2.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Irony, be it covert or overt, is still terribly funny. And, of course, tax day is on the 15th, so they're releasing The Nut Job on the 15th with video on demand. Check out Suddenlink Channel 1. They've got 10,000 titles available. A bunch of them are free. TV, movies, and a whole lot more, including television. Suddenlink has it all, including being able to take care of you, because they've got a 30-day money-back, we promise, guarantee. What does that include? Well, the whole home. It's ready to connect your family like never before. TiVo Any Room, DVR, TiVo Stream, HD, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, the Suddenlink safeguards, plus a ton more. So if you're thinking about switching up from your current provider to Suddenlink, now is the best time to bundle and save during the big switch event from Suddenlink. Get Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, home phone, all just $30 per month per bundle when you bundle it all together. And with all that, there are still no contracts. So call 1-800-915-1866 or check it out at suddenlink.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.